Podcast.
Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and with me this week, or as usual, Jody Havnot.
What's up, everybody?
And Mr. Andrew Kiss.
For my darling, I love you, and I always will.
Andrew.
Hopefully you don't have to pay for that.
I almost cried a little.
Damn, you had a girl swooning in the aisles, buddy.
Yeah, what's that all about?
Well, it's a tribute to the king. He passed. This is the anniversary he passed.
Right, right. And at the beginning of the show, as you heard, we had the whole Kiss dedicating Rock and Roll All Night to them. One of the cool things, I have the Kiss Alive Forever book, and when you're reading on the date, it, you know, the set list for the show, and then Rock and Roll All Night's at the end, and they talk about. I wonder how many people in the crowd didn't know. Is it possible that there were people in the crowd that night that like were, you know, high all day or drunk all day or didn't watch TV or the radio and didn't know that?
Nope.
No way, right?
I doubt it. It's like if you miss the Super Bowl, like you're gonna find out about it the day after, regardless.
I think the passing of the king of rock and roll is like way bigger than the fucking Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. You know what
but
I mean?
You know what I mean, though. It's just like it's unavoidable.
Well, I looked it up.
Especially back then. Mm-hmm. Right?
And apparently this is the same day. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it was at the Cow Palace in San Francisco. 14,500 people were there. The set list, though, was crazy to me because Detroit Rock City came after Rock and Roll All Night and Black Diamond came after Detroit Rock City.
I've seen them do that before.
I know, but you know, it's just so unusual for, you know, whenever you think of Detroit Rock City, most people think of it as like an opener.
Yeah. I think
more of as a closer. Well, not a closer, but like, you know, on the next bit of encores.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah. It's got to be one or the other. It can't just be like in the middle somewhere.
Except for Symphony.
Also at the same show, they had, that's where they did the recording for the beginning of Kiss Alive 2, the You Wanted the Best, You Got the Best.
Oh, really?
Yeah, except
from
for
that particular
Kiss
show?
Yep. Except for, I guess Eddie Kramer went out there and said, do it, say it, let's record it, you know. So it wasn't from the actual show, I guess. I read that he did it like 5 times. And at the end,
Gene did the kiss
because apparently they thought it sounded too much like piss when he said it.
Piss.
A lot of times when you hear the actual version live, it'd be more like kiss, you know, instead of kiss.
Right. So if you guys have never listened to this show, this is Podcast Rock City. We are basically your like weekly news show, and we try to keep it.
And editorials.
Yeah, and editorials. Very good. we try to keep it.
Andrew, you know, with the weather.
now Andrew the traffic copter.
Yeah.
Right.
You got to have the helicopter, and it goes. All right, anyway, that was the
Southbound QE2, there's been a crash.
QEW is backed up, and oh my god, it's on fire, and he's escaping, and a white Bronco. Now the police have backed off, or sorry.
I don't know what I would do without my 1.5 hours with you guys every week. It's like my humor.
And speed and alcohol were factors in the crash. Right.
Yeah, of course.
Bills recording. Here's some brand new music coming at you.
Yes.
Right.
All right, that was our...
I wasn't really the spaceman, okay.
Our weekly shout-out. All right, here's some news. Gene Simmons and Johnny Depp are hanging out tonight. You guys know that?
Yeah, I know that.
At the Lucky Strike, and I think it's a bowling alley. They're doing some bowling, and they're going to jam.
I wish they were just going to act together, because, man, what two better actors?
Gene is actually going
to be... Well, it wasn't
very
nice, Johnny.
Gene is actually going to be in the next Johnny Depp movie. They are doing a sequel to Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, I thought you said they were going to do a signal to, sorry, sequel to, like, Wanted Dead or Alive.
No,
or...
they're no, wait, doing Friday. A, yes, and Gene is going to play a crossover from Johnny Depp's other movie, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and he is going to be a 6-foot Oompa Loompa. Yes.
You know, Gandhi's great. Everyone loves sweets.
Everybody. Okay. All right. Let's just. Oh, so anyway, this is a fundraiser. I, you know, and it's probably going on right about now. It's, let's see, 10 o'clock on the East Coast. So that means on the West it's 7. So they're probably bowling for dollars right now, and they're raising money for this charity called Mending Kids. And what they do is they take doctors and they fly them all around the world to operate and, you know, just do jobs on kids around the world that, you know, can't afford it. I think that's a pretty cool charity. You guys?
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Great cause.
Yeah, it's good. You know, I like it when, you know, everybody knows that Gene is, you know, I read an article years ago about charity, and Gene was always like, you know, just because you do something nice for people doesn't mean you have to tell them, you know? But, you know, with something like this, you have to say, hey, I'm doing this, because otherwise people aren't going to come and donate money.
Well, it promotes it, absolutely.
Yeah, and then, you know, you've got, you know, we all have read the stories about how Gene personally finances an entire tribe in Africa. It's something like 130 kids he pays for every day. Every day they eat, he pays for it. Did you guys know that?
I did, because yep. I got his book on tape.
Yep. Oh, yeah, that's... I'm gonna
soothing to... like the sounds of the ocean, right?
It really, really is.
I'm going to have to get that. Nothing. Anyway. All right, so sorry, that's really cool. I hope they raise some money. Also, I Was Made for Loving You went gold today. Well, not today, but back in the day when it came out. Damn, that took a long time. 50 years from now, they'll be like, one of my songs went gold. Let's see. Oh, and one thing that I wanted to throw out was a couple of things that I missed from last week. One was, and I want to hear how you guys think about this. What do you think about Paul's new band?
I'm bummed that he's not playing guitar.
Yeah, what are they called? Like Soul Patrol, or I don't know. What are they called?
You know, my first thought was, man, how's he going to sing all this Motown stuff?
Yeah,
when he's already kind of having issues. You know what I mean?
Right. No, I agree.
Unless he's doing like really low stuff, like, you know, baritone kind of, like
Phantom.
Andrew.
Oh.
Yeah. So the show is at the Roxy in L.A. on September the 11th. And there's a disclaimer already. Like, there was a disclaimer, and it said, hey, Paul wants everybody to know that they're not going to hear any Kiss if they come to this show. It's important that they know that. And I'm like, can you imagine in his head, he's thinking, if I don't end with Rock and Roll All Night, somebody may throw shit at me, you know? But so tickets are on sale.
You can bust right into like 100,000 years in the middle of a Motown thing. Yeah. Just swings his mic around. Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, that would be awesome, though.
It could happen.
And Eric Singer's in the band, and I haven't read anything else about who else, but they said they're going to have a star-studded band.
That's weird, because Eric Carr like was upset that Paul wouldn't let him in a solo band, and now Eric Singer's, and I just found it that kind of interesting.
Oh yeah,
Eric's gonna replace himself in Kiss.
He's watching himself from the rafters and saying, "I'm right. gonna replace me."
Oh my god, exactly. You guys are on today. This is awesome. Okay, let's see. One other thing that I found that I thought was awesome, and we talked about it before we started recording, and that was the Allison Steele Lunch in the Park on Nightbird. That was on August the 15th, and it was right after the Japan tour, the big Japanese tour, and it was at Victoria Park, and Kiss showed up in it's like a streetcar, you know what I mean? And now I just rewatched it because we can't find it anywhere online, so I went ahead and took my iPhone and I put it on, you know, a box, and I recorded it right off the TV. And I sent it to Matt Porter because apparently they've been looking for it all day. And
what, y'all VHS, you still have it?
Oh, I have it on DVD. I have a collection year by year of their TV appearances, and it's really great.
I have that, like a Kiss Vision version of that, but
yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, that's what it is, except somebody transferred it all to DVD. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, and that was it. You watch that interview, man. They're really happy together. You know, I'm watching it tonight, and I'm going, you know, first of all, Allison Steele.
This is 77?
Yeah. Allison Steele knows everything about the band. I mean, she obviously, I think she interviewed them in 74. And, yeah. And while they're sitting there talking, she's going, you know, I remember you guys telling me blah, blah, blah about Ace. You know, you guys thought he was weird and you didn't bring him in the band right away. And, you know, and she's just talking, you know, she knows, it's really crazy because she, you know, as straight edge as she is when you're watching the video, she's all very prim and proper, you know. But, you know, she knows the band and, you know, and it's apparent that they know her, you know, it's like,
right,
you know. Anyway, and that was a big deal back in the day, and it was a syndicated TV show, and apparently it was a huge hit. And it was crazy because they're sitting in the middle of this park eating, and you can see all the security around them because, of course, they're not wearing makeup, and, right. You know, they're keeping them away. Now, all these pictures are showing up on Facebook that apparently a coin took or Lydia took, and, you know, it's them sitting at the table. So if you get a chance, go on Facebook and check it out. Let's see. Podcast Rock City 1.
That's the number one.
At gmail.com. That is our email address. We got a few Ask Andrew questions this week. We're going to use one and then maybe another one next week. But we really appreciate you guys doing that. Keep sending them in. And you guys have been sending us mail about what you think of the shows, and somebody even sent in a picture of the Hotter Than Hell cover that Jody was talking about last week, where the silver back was more of a, was it a flat? Is that what we were talking about?
It's like a matte gray versus like a silver.
Yeah, and somebody even sent us a picture of a colorized version where Kiss is in color.
Yeah, I've seen those too. That's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So,
cool.
Yeah, if you've got a topic that you want us to talk about, or you've got to ask Andrew a question, or you want to ask Jody a question, nobody wants to ask me anything, but, you know, just send the send it to podcastrockcity1@gmail.com, and we will answer it and get back with you as soon as possible. Let's see. Andrew, it was his job to pick a topic this week, and he picked a pretty good one. And tell him what it is, Andrew.
This is an old from a while ago. Jody and I were going to do this on Strange Ways, but hey, why not do it here? Something I call falls, brawls, and close calls. Like, the amount of mayhem that's happened, all the close calls over the years with the different band members, I thought it'd be pretty interesting to discuss little near-death experiences or fights that went on between the band.
And I don't think I've ever heard anybody talk about this, so I think this is really cool. And, you know, you hear about so many different things, car accidents and blah, 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 but you never hear anybody, like, get into exactly how dangerous they lived with each other. You know what I'm saying?
That's on and off the stages.
Right,
could
right.
be a death sentence. Yeah.
Yeah. So, The obvious one that I guess, you know, for me that I would start off with is the Ace and the electrocution, right?
In Lakeland, Florida.
Lakeland.
Rock and Roll Over Tour, was it?
I believe so.
I think so, yeah.
And
the inspiration for
Shock Me. Shock right. Me. Now, somebody said that there is video and that they've been holding on to it because they want to release it at exactly the right time.
We want to shock the people.
Yeah, exactly.
right on, Andrew.
I've only seen pictures. Have you guys seen the pictures?
I haven't seen any photos of it.
I haven't seen any photos or video.
Okay, there is a poster. There's a poster where basically somebody on the back of the stage, I think, or on the side, took pictures of Ace laying on the stairs. and people, you know, standing with him, you know, just like stage crew, helping mm-hmm. him get up and stuff like that. And then it tells the story. I've seen it on eBay a few times, and I've even seen it at a KissCon, and I didn't buy it because I'm just like, man, I just want to see the video. It's no,
wait, as a poster?
Yeah.
It's fucking morbid.
Yeah.
It's kind of evil.
It really
is.
It's
like snuff films. That's weird.
It really is. And it was probably, and I'm guessing right now, like 6 or 7 pictures of Ace, you know, them getting him up, him laying there with people around him, you know, they're talking to him. And yeah, I mean, it's like a snuff poster.
Totally.
It's just so bizarre.
Yeah, and I just sent my question in to Decibel Geek during the Kissmas in July, and it was a what if thing. I know you guys heard it.
Yeah, we did.
Great. And it was basically what if Ace had died during this. You know, and when I listen to theirs, they seem to think that they would just move right on, you know. What do you guys think?
I think they would too. As,
probably,
as much
yeah.
as I hate to say it.
So even because
they were only then, like two, yeah,
77. Ace is so huge. Just throw another guy in the makeup and pretend like it never happened,
Well, that was their idea. Like they would just put someone in the makeup, and you wouldn't even know the difference because no one had seen Ace anyway.
Right.
But I think they would have. I don't know what they would have done. Do you think they would have went with, like, the Vinny, you know, a different character, or would they have kept the Ace? I don't know, man.
Well, it's different circumstances, considering, like, he, like,
died
versus
on
leaving.
Stage.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know,
I think,
be, like, the biggest legend ever if that would have happened.
I think people would have shit themselves if they would have put somebody else in that makeup. Then, I mean, right now people are shitting themselves, and Ace sold him the makeup and said, "Here, do it, you know, use it."
Mm-hmm.
Depending right. on who you're talking to,
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. That and the band wasn't around for 40 years, so that makes it a little different or a lot different. But I guess that'll be another discussion for another day. What else do we got? What else happened there, Andrew?
Well, one that a lot of people forget is that Bruce Kulick got shot.
Yes.
Yeah, tell that story, man. Tell that story.
Wasn't he, like, walking out of, like, a nightclub or some gig, and he got caught in, like, a crossfire and,
right.
like, hit his back or something like that?
Yeah. And
crazy.
I want to say that I read that it hit him in the butt.
Oh.
But, no pun intended, I remember I was going through the back of, you know, Entertainment Weekly or something, and I saw it, and I was like, "Holy crap! Somebody shot Bruce!" You know, it's just, I mean, Bruce Kulick's been shot, man. It's just when you think about it, it's bizarre.
Yeah, yeah.
Really ups his badassery. You know what I mean?
Well, it's one of those
like, not only can this dude like totally shred and was like my generation's guitar player in Kiss, but yeah, he's been shot. He's like 50 Cent.
He's like 50 Cent of Kiss.
He's got street cred now.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It was Vinny.
And of course, he wasn't in the band at that. Man, I want to say it was like the Viper Room or something like that.
It was in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. It's one of those things, like, when you remember it, it's almost like you're hearing about it for the first time. Like, I keep forgetting. It's crazy. Shit, it's so bizarre, you know?
Yeah.
If anyone was going to get shot, you would think, I don't know.
Peter. Everybody's like, we went right to Peter. Yeah.
Like over some kind of like coke deal gone bad or something. Back in like the late 70s.
Fucking Panther trainer got pissed off.
That's hilarious. But it's true. You know?
What about like Peter's infamous when like they had exploding drumsticks? That's mm-hmm. kind of crazy.
Or the firecracker?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, when Gene threw the... What's that? What was that? He, like, threw that... Go ahead.
Well, I thought someone threw a firecracker and, like, ricocheted off of one of his cymbals or something and hit him.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about where he had the drumsticks that were supposed to, like, explode and ended up fucking up... What's the roadie's name?
He Moose. Got all burnt. Isn't it Moose? Mm-hmm.
Was it Moose?
Somebody, no. Maybe Moose got hurt with a pyro, or something blew up in his hand. That that was, I mean, shit, everybody's getting hurt, you know? I want to say that that in the thing that I read, they were basically saying that the doctor said if this guy's name wouldn't have been Moose, he'd be dead, apparently, because of how big he was.
Yeah.
He handled an explosion from a pyro. But, you know, there's also Paul stepping on sea urchins.
Oh, right.
When he almost drowned. Now, I sat on the Kiss Cruise, and I did a show a while back. You could go back and look at the old shows, and I play for you the entire Paul Stanley Q&A. And he talks about that. He talks about, you know, being in the water, and the roadie jumped in the water with him, and, you know.
They were both fucked, and then the boat came by and picked him up.
And then he had stepped on sea urchins. And when he went in, he said, hey, my foot is killing me. I stepped on these sea urchins. What do I need to do? And Paul said, they told him, put your foot in the sink and piss on your foot.
Right.
And he was like, shut the hell up. He's like, so I'm standing there with my foot in the sink and I'm pissing on it.
I do the same thing for bunions.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah, that was TMA.
Canadian home remedy.
Yes.
I don't, by the way, in case anyone.
Yeah, you can't cover it up now, buddy.
Oh, no, I'm just pissing all over.
So what else do we got?
Well, the multiple car crashes by Peter and Ace.
Isn't it amazing that you can have a car chase, a car crash, wind up in the police station, and instead of like getting the shit beat out of you, the police are asking for your autograph.
Right.
It's like me.
That's crazy. Like that whole thing with the like the homemade wine, and then just like Ace, like he says he doesn't even remember starting the car, and then it's just wrapped around a pole.
Some crazy shit, man. Those guys were living like pretty hard rock and roll.
Or Peter,
lives,
didn't he crash in his garage or something like that?
Let me tell you, nothing surprises me. You know, whenever you hear about it, you're always like, yeah, that's about right. You know, Peter, you know, putting his fist through glass.
A glass case.
Yeah. You know.
Could have permanently fucked up his hand or just could have bled to death.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy, the temper just like punching glass and fuck.
Right.
And you, and that's why in the Dynasty commercial, it's like a stand up of him. If you watch the Dynasty,
like still.
Yeah, it's like a still of Peter because he's all fucked up from putting his hand through glass.
Well, can I just derail us for 1 second? Because I got a question for you guys. It's kind of on the same vein. It just popped in my head. I was watching these Kiss videos today, and I was watching Domino, right? And I never noticed it before, but have you guys ever noticed that all the like band scenes, Paul's playing a Black Punisher? He's playing bass.
I found that weird.
That weird?
Yeah.
That's very strange.
You know, I have seen that video only one time. I'm going to have to go back. Is that the one where Gene's driving around in a car?
Yeah, and he's got the milkshake.
So Paul and Bruce are, like, jamming. Paul's playing bass. A lot of the shots, like,
Eric. And other shots, he's playing guitar, too. So it's weird.
Yeah, it's very strange.
Wow.
But anyway, sorry to take us off track, but it just popped in my head, and I was curious.
No, that's okay. That's cool. That's knowledge. I appreciate that. I haven't seen that video in a very long time. I remember. Is he driving around at night?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, he's like in a convertible, drinking a milkshake or something.
Ow.
Like a rock star. Like,
all these unholy, if he cuts all these scenes where he's like got his hands up on his face like an unholy and shit.
Oh, my God.
Very strange. I hadn't seen it in a while. I was watching it today, and I was like, geez Louise, man. What a crazy video. That and like Rock Hard. I was tripping on that one a little bit too.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I had never seen that one on MTV. You know?
Yeah, I never saw Domino on MTV. And then didn't they also put out like Every Time I Look at You or something like that? They shot a video for that. Paul had a beard.
I couldn't stomach that. Yeah. No matter how good the video is.
Paul had like scruffy beard going on in the.
Mm-hmm.
A Paul Stanley beard is like a Joe Dirt beard. It's like, so you mean to tell me you're so ingrained with white trash jeans that your beard only grows here and here? He's like, pretty much, man. It's like, It's true. Crazy. No, we're not dogging. We're not dogging our boy Paul Stanley. We love Paul Stanley. Mm-hmm. Understand, but go watch the video and you'll see he looks like the Wolf Man. Right after he starts to go back to being Paul Stanley,
that transition phase.
It looks like a fake beard that you might like get at Halloween. You know,
Paul Stanley wanted to look badass. I'm gonna be tough like everybody else and grew a beard. No.
Yeah, fail.
Fail. Anyway, all right, so give me another one, another near-death experience.
Well, Paul...
on that plane, Paul was like, thought like the engine went down over the Atlantic, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they had to like reroute to Nova Scotia or something.
It's like...
Is that the right ocean? I don't even know.
It's just the fact that... That they all lived through every bit of what we're talking about is a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I think it's even more of a miracle that like they didn't have an overdose or something. You know, like in the mid, 78, Peter Criss overdosed or something. You know what I mean?
Think none, Peter or Ace weren't like heroin addicts, or they probably wouldn't be around.
Right. I guess we're fortunate they stick to the yayo.
Yeah, they stick to the healthy speed and.
Yeah.
Valium and alcohol.
Right. Champagne.
Yeah.
You know, and then there's the
classic stuff.
And we've heard the stories of like them being in hotel rooms and Peter, hanging out on a gargoyle outside of a fucking hotel.
King of the world, you ball bag motherfucker.
I want a longer drum solo, I'm gonna jump.
Yeah.
What a levitating genre. I'm going to jump off this fucking roof. I'll do it, Gene. I'll fucking do it.
It's like, Peter. Oh, Peter. You know, and every time Peter, I watch
Peter get down from there, you're going like, to hurt
yourself. Oh, Peter, why couldn't you have just been friendly? You know, it's like, maybe he, that's the whole thing. Maybe Peter thought, I'm a drummer, which means I'm, normally the drummer's ahead of the bass player, but in this band it doesn't work that way. So maybe, I don't know, maybe in his head it was, I have to be a hard ass in order to get anything because they're never going to give me what I want. I guess.
It's hard to say. Do you think it had anything to do with, like all of his other bands, he kind of led them, and so now he was kind of taking a backseat to Gene and Paul.
They didn't pay their dues.
Yeah, they didn't pay their dues. They didn't make records. Dude. They weren't in Chelsea.
Fucking playing clubs. Shit, what are you in diapers, motherfucker? I don't know what's with this Peter Criss thing. Anywho.
I love it.
All right, keep going.
We need to write like a check to KST or something. Like.
How many more do we got? How many more accidents? What else?
Well, we got Paul in that car, in that limo. New Year's Eve, I think it was... Was it like 89 or something like that?
Oh, yeah, and the whole band just ignored the crash altogether.
Yeah, they just, nobody called him.
He had a couple broken ribs.
Yeah.
And the band, he had to cancel like a show, and the band didn't even like acknowledge it at all. No, not a phone call from Gene, nothing.
Wow.
I think that's fucked up, dude.
And then Paul being dehydrated, and I'm still not sure, like, I know like it wasn't a total stunt, but like, did they do an entire set without Paul, or did they just play a couple and refund their money?
Because when he was doing the whole show,
now I know in California, Paul had that like heart palpitation thing.
Yeah, he was dehydrated or something.
Right, right. That was something else that had to do with his heart. My buddy Doug was actually there, and then Gene came out and said, "We're gonna do the show," and they brought people on stage, and Doug said. Worst decision they ever made. They should have just they should have just canceled it. They said, because they're like, he's sitting there going, I have no idea how Gene doesn't know the words to some of these songs. He goes, he's been standing next to guys singing them for 40 years. That's the funniest
fucking video ever is like when Paul's mic doesn't work and then Gene has to sing Love Gun and he doesn't know what the
fuck. Yeah, he has no idea.
It's like, how do
you... when he's not singing, he's... doing his thing. He ain't paying attention to anything else.
Yeah, but, that would also mean, I don't play in Kiss either, but I listen to them, so I know the words.
I mean, like, when I worked at a like a grocery store and like you don't like these songs, you're not paying attention, but like you hear the same playlist over and over again and you'll know all the words too. Like you think
it works.
Oh no, I like that. I'm talking.
I know, I was just fucking with you. Oh,
yeah. That's awesome. But you know, and then
should we talk about like Mark St. John and Eric?
Those are kind of unfortunate. Yeah, man. As a matter of fact, today somebody posted some audio of Mark St. John getting on stage with Kiss during the Animalize tour. And then Paul's even saying, you know, this is not going to be a familiar face to you. Yeah, I think they did Under the Gun. And Paul's going, you know, but he's been fucked up, you know. Right after we recorded and I'm listening to it, and the recording's not really all that good, but the fact that, you know, I got to hear, you know, Mark say, because they're sure as hell, I had never seen any video.
Mm-hmm. Not live, no. I haven't either.
No live video of Mark St. John on stage. You know, that now that guy.
Once they're done the song, high five.
It's very you're terrible, man.
I know. Canadian
humor. I'm leaving it. Anyway, and then, you know, and then there's the story about, you know, while he went to jail,
mm-hmm.
and he got beat up really bad, you know, almost to death.
Yeah, and then he died of a meth overdose.
It's just like,
that's awful.
And I'm not going to blame Kiss. I'm blaming White Tiger.
That record was
silenced. Chirp, chirp, chirp. Listen,
I have that record.
Do you really?
I do.
How is it?
It's horrible. I just bought it because it was, you know, a novelty. And there's Mark on the cover. Sure. I think his brother's on it too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. It was like $4, like at Main Street Records, and then, old school days.
And then we wind up getting, you know, Bruce because of it. Bruce, mm-hmm. because of the. What did he have, writer's disease? Or I guess it's like carpal tunnel or something.
I guess so. You know, but it's stress-related?
Yeah, and his hand all swole up and his mm-hmm. knee, apparently.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and Paul would call him every day. Is it getting any better? And he's like, nope.
Nope.
You know, I think, as I don't mean to speak ill of Mark mm-hmm. or anything, but I think it was one of the best things that could have happened to Kiss, because I love what Bruce did with the band. Yeah, you know?
It's just like it was never a right fit with Mark. Like, that's not to say he's an extremely talented player, but like, would Yngwie Malmsteen work in a doom metal band? No, you know.
No.
It wasn't the right fit.
Right. Right. He never belonged in Kiss.
No.
Yeah. Paul said he realized it when he was talking to Mark about he should listen to like Jimmy Page and Jeff Beck and Hendrix.
I can play faster than those guys.
Yeah. He's like, oh man, we got problems. You know, the writing was on the wall, so to speak.
Yeah. Then why did they just get someone else before they could? Well, I guess like why would, like even during the audition they weren't taking it seriously, and then he got the call saying you're hired, so they just not give a fuck? Or
isn't that what it sounds like? I mean, it's just
like it just seems weird. Like they didn't take that much. If like Bob Kulick is pushing his brother on Kiss all this time, then that'd be the first person I'd call.
Yeah,
you know, at least just to give him a shot, though. You know, I don't.
Well,
even like 9-year-old Jody Havnott would have been awesome in the band mm-hmm. back then.
I wasn't good back then. Definitely.
Even as a kid, I picture you with the beard and the hat.
On a horse, right?
Yeah, on a horse, getting clotheslined by an actual clothesline.
Yeah. It actually happened. Find that story on an old Strange Ways episode if you want.
That's very nice.
No, but what about... man, I just forgot the one I was going to tell you, so never mind.
Multiple gene zip line... Or not zipline. Well, yeah, just wire accidents or just it getting right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he could, you know, truthfully, I know that in the Detroit show, when they had the, you know, the anniversary of Alive at Cobo Hall, the night I went, he flew, but apparently the next night, it didn't work at all. Anything could go wrong, right? I mean, you're just people putting wires.
Getting too close to a bomb, and just, you never know.
You would, you know, and that shit happens. You would think, you got to wonder why it never happened to them. They just, you know, say keep it all on the outside, you know. But when, you know, we've seen, you know, like James Hetfield catch on fire.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Well, we also, I mean, how many times has Gene caught his hair on fire?
Sure, here? Yeah.
Or accidentally swallowed the kerosene.
Yeah. Or what about that one time when after he blew the fire, and then he was trying to stab the sword into that box, but he stabbed it through his own foot, remember?
Oh, jeez.
I'm just kidding.
I never heard this one.
No, I'm just picturing...
Not like, true fact.
No, that brought me flashbacks to the Lamb of God DVD and Randy Bly. He threw, like, he was playing with the machete, but then, like, you see, like, he severed his toe, and then, like, they're showing pictures of it, so I'm just thinking of that.
Sorry for that.
No, it's all right, just...
Oh, man, that would suck.
Yep.
Well, what about Vinnie Vincent when Paul almost punched him in the face after his last show? To get back to Kiss.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Vinnie stuff, he could have been killed by a member in the band.
Surprised he wasn't.
Well, yeah. I'm surprised he didn't
put them all in Tupperware.
Right. And, you know, just store them until it's better to bury them properly.
That's so bad.
I know.
You know what? I don't know about you guys, but every week I pray that somebody finds Vinnie Vincent so we can find out what's going on with that guy.
I think all we'd have to do, man, is maybe after we all meet up next year, we'll take a trip to Nashville and we'll just comb the street and look for, like, we'll look for him.
He's homeless. He's got to be.
No, I've heard that he's like a cross-dresser, and that, so we'd probably just have to go. I'm sure there's like a strip in Nashville somewhere,
man,
where all the like freaks hang out.
Or maybe we can get the gang together and just solve a mystery.
Ooh. You
know? Hell yeah.
You can't see me, but I'm doing that little hand gesture thing where I'm like, this is going to be really good, you know?
Right.
Yeah, that would be fun. But, you know, and Sinzak, and, you know, they live there. And
I know. We could meet up with Chris and Aaron.
Go to a bar together.
They solve the mystery of where the hell is Vinnie Vincent.
Yeah.
And get too drunk and forget that we're solving a mystery.
Yeah. Maybe he's, like, started a Vixen tribute band and he's playing drums.
Oh, man, that's mean.
Or maybe he has an alter ego and he's the main webmaster to the Vinnie Vincent fan club, but it's actually him.
We're so off topic right now, but it doesn't matter because everybody
that's going listening on?
Going.
You got a lot of editing.
I'm not editing shit. This is all going in. It's all good. Everybody that's listening knows what happens on this show. We talk
Thank
about
you for
everything.
Hanging in there.
Yes, you're hanging you in there. I don't know. I mean, I bet that there are people out there that are going, oh man, they're missing a big one. This happened or this.
Oh, there's tons of them. But...
You know, it's just so amazing. I mean, basically what we're getting, you know, is how are they all still alive? I mean, it took cancer to kill Eric. It took an overdose to get Mark, you know, and that was what we expected would happen to somebody before, you know. The fact, I mean, Ace Frehley is, you know, our, basically.
He's like the Keith Richards of Kiss.
Yeah, good, that's a good one. He's basically our Keith Richards. It's like, how in the hell is he still alive?
Right. And after then, all the car accidents and ghosts at his house.
You had to write your own book. You had to ask everybody what happened. So, you know, what happened on Tuesday? I can't imagine not remembering, you know what I'm saying? I know that there are moments in my life that I don't remember, but when you're talking about, like, huge sections of your life, you know, that's pretty scary.
Yeah. That is kind of messed up. But when you're living that fast, man, it's all just a blur anyway, even if you're not all... wasted, you know what I mean?
Sure, I guess that's true.
But you add all that alcohol and drugs to it, I can imagine you wouldn't remember too much, you know? Mm-hmm. Only like the really major shit.
Do you remember the time
I watched Michael Jackson get killed by Kiss today.
Has there been any Eric Singer, like, mishaps? We haven't really touched Eric at all. I don't know if... Can't think of any, can you?
Gene Simmons humping gone wrong.
Yeah, I can't imagine that he would ever hit his head on anything because he's so short. So that's one thing that's not happening.
No, or any Tommy thing. Well,
no, didn't Eric Singer fire his rocket backwards a couple of times on Sonic Boom Tour? Can you imagine that? You cannot find any video of that because they remove it so fast.
He's like, check this out.
Boom, and he kills the drum crew behind him. Oh, man.
Still, man, one of my favorites is that story that Gene told. I think it was on that Jericho interview where he was going to throw that bomb out over the crowd. And then it, like, went in some guy's face and exploded right in his face.
Yeah, they immediately brought it. He said it was a good thing he was so fucked up because they brought him in and he signed a waiver.
Mm-hmm. Right, and his face looked like cheddar cheese.
Yeah, that's messed up.
Good Lord. That is messed up.
You know,
I'm surprised you know how they had that whole Jacob's Ladder thing on the Destroyer tour. You know, the whole
Frankenstein
machine, so-called. Mm-hmm. I'm really surprised with that fucking thing that there wasn't some kind of issue with somebody getting electrocuted. You know what I'm saying? It's throwing like 6-foot arcs of electricity. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of curious that nothing really ever happened with that.
It's like, what are they thinking? You know, it would be awesome. Throw a bomb over the crowd. Oh, okay. Yeah, let's try it. What?
He tries to blow a fireball over the crowd and fucking roast someone like one of those freaking things on Scooby-Doo. Hot dog or whatever he was cooking.
Oh, my God. Okay, so let's see.
It might be time for Ask Andrew, huh?
Yeah, I think it's time for Ask Andrew. All right. Let's see. This week.
Ask him.
This week, Ask Andrew is basically you ask questions to our 22-year-old brother from another mother, Andrew Kiss. Yes, Kiss is his real last name. I know I say that all the time, but most people don't believe me. Anyway.
It's from Hungarian descent, and it's pronounced Kish over there.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, but we're never going to do that because it's
for not anyone awesome. Wondering.
Canadians anyway, refined it.
So we're still using
Paul's last name to the refined last name to this day. Anywho, sorry.
That's okay.
I'm sorry. Joe.
Okay, so it's okay. I love listening to you guys. Okay, so Ask Andrew is you exactly that. You can ask Andrew any question about Kiss that you want to hear a young person's answer to, and we got our question this week from Colin Francis, who's from the
Colin.
Is from the UK. Hi, Colin.
Oh, a bit okay. Weird question from the UK.
Cheers, mate.
That's all right then. All right. Sorry, Colin.
Jeez. Oh yeah. Here we go. It says read it right, Joe. My question for Andrew is what would be your ultimate Kiss band member lineup? If you could choose it. And would it be in makeup or not? And then he said, mine would be Paul, Gene, Ace, and Eric in makeup. I really wish that they could have made more albums together. Thanks, Colin. Well, Colin, let's hear what Mr. Kiss thinks.
Mine's not as creative. Like, honestly, I think the Revenge lineup for me.
So Bruce, Gene, Paul, Eric.
Yeah. I think that's their peak musically, and I think they could have gone on to do so many more cool things.
Does it have to be four members?
Oh, yeah. Oh, super group. Let's get everyone. Yeah. But that'd be a weird lineup with...
Paul just singing.
But Bruce, but like have Peter? Like, just imagine how bizarre that lineup would be.
Right.
I don't think it'd work.
I don't think it'd work either.
But yeah, sorry for the disappointing, but yeah, that's my...
Hey!
That's your lineup.
That's your lineup, man.
That's my super... those are my guys.
Yeah.
Is that over all lineups, or is that like a default after the original lineup? Or is that like your ultimate lineup?
Like, that's what I would, my preferred lineup.
Wow.
Wow.
I know, controversial.
Send your letters to care of Andrew Kiss at podcastrockcity1. That's the number @gmail.com.
String.com.
For me, it would be just the original lineup. You know, yeah. Although I prefer Eric Singer's drumming, I like, or Eric Carr's drumming, I love Peter's vocals, and his drumming is just fine in that band, so.
Yeah, up until about 77.
Yeah, what about you, Jody?
When I'm in a white cloud.
Me? I go with, you know, you gotta go with the classic original lineup. I'd say from around 75, you really can't touch them, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, that's you can't just, touch them.
Yeah. If otherwise, beyond that, I kind of lean towards, you know, Gene, Paul, Bruce, and Eric Carr. That was kind of
that's a good my, line,
my 80s. Grew up in the 80s, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a great question. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Colin. And we apologize for the really terrible accent.
Yes.
I didn't even try.
Wee bit of Cockney charm.
Oh, God. All right. I guess I better.
Thank you for your question.
I'm going to end it right there. Lord help us. Anyway. don't forget, go to podcastrockcity.com and order a t-shirt, for goodness sakes.
Or a thong.
Yeah, or a thong, yeah.
One of those coming in.
Yeah, actually, I'm wearing one right now. My butt is stuck to the leather in this chair. It's like sticky. You're welcome for that visual. Think about the girl I'm dating. She's got to look at that all the time. Anyway.
Lucky lady.
Yeah, she is lucky. I bet she's saying that to herself right now. Anyway. Oh, yeah. Buy the t-shirt. Buy a hoodie. I got the hoodie. It's awesome. Andrew. Oh, wait. No. Jody, you have anything to add?
I would just add, you know, hey, everybody, thanks for listening. We really do appreciate you guys listening to us, you know, talk shit every week. And stay tuned. You know, we'll be back next week.
Absolutely. Mr. Jody. I know you're Jody. Shit, Andrew.
You're people, right?
God. What's wrong with me today?
God. Tim Hortons. Hey.
Okay, hey. Andrew, do you have
lots
anything
of stereotype.
To add? What? Please add something.
Because good is dumb.
That's nice.
What?
You never seen Spaceballs?
Spaceballs. It's weird that you brought that up, but I'll keep going. And the end of this show is a mess. I'm going to leave
fucking
it.
Fucking train wreck.
Fuck it. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. We love you. And we also love a bunch of podcasts. Rock and roll. We love a bunch of podcasts, and we play their commercials at the end of our show. And you're going to hear them in 3, 2, 1. Peace.
Greetings from Jandel Kiss Army. Strange Ways Podcast is having a rock and roll party, and you are invited. Right. Tune in and hang out with your Kiss Army bros, where they celebrate and discuss the gods of thunder. You can find the Earth versions on Podomatic, iTunes, Facebook, and Stitcher. Just Google us.
Yes.
Thanks for listening, and remember to eat it like a piece of cake.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. It's your place for all things Kiss and some. For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
All right, Kiss Army. Since 2007, you've been getting podcast, the Kiss audio fanzine for your ears.
That's right, it's your Podkist. Every month, the Podkist crew, along with the Kiss Room, brings you Kiss talk like no one else, whether it be roundtables, interviews with the band past and present, analysis, and great Kiss fun.
Hi, this is Ace Frehley, and you're listening to Podkist.
Hi, this is Bruce Kulick, and you're listening to Podkist.
The Podkist, the Kiss audio fanzine for your ears.
Kistery Science Theater, the most civilized.
Yeah.
Oh, f-
oh, f- Lee, come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine G with like a washed up bass. Boom, 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 boom.
And serious.
No, wait.
Excuse me, Bob. You're gonna come over and do my album?
Kiss podcast on the web. Kistery Science Theater. We bust balls because we can.
Hey everybody, I'm Aaron.
And I'm Chris.
And we're from the Decibel Geek Podcast. And if you love this...
then you'll love us.
That's right. Brand new episode every single Monday. You can find us on iTunes and at decibelgeek.com. And the best thing is, it's rock and roll and it's always free.
Hey, this is Nick, co-host of the Pod of Thunder, the only Kiss podcast that breaks down the entire Kiss song catalog one track at a time. Every week we have a new song chosen at random and we do our best to analyze it. We talk about Kiss-related topics and non-Kiss-related topics, all the while trying not to kill each other. If you like the sound of that, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and especially on iTunes. Pod of Thunder!
Ladies and gentlemen, do you like metal, punk rock, hardcore, and cracking jokes about being a fan? Yes? Then check out Music the Lifeblood, the podcast that goes deep into the core of being a fan with new music from badass bands, band and genre discussions, along with in-depth interviews from some of punk, metal, and hardcore's titans. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, Tumblr, and Facebook. Something old, something new, what are you listening to?
Music, the lifeblood. Baby, you know it's only you and-